This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the convoy carrying seven aid workers who were killed was hit unintentionally in an Israeli strike on Gaza, and that Israel will do everything for this not to happen again. Israel further reports that an investigation is underway. The World Central Kitchen workers were killed on Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now reports on a deep drone strike by Ukraine on Russia.
Ukrainian drones have attacked one of Russia's biggest oil refineries and a drone factory in the Russian province of Tatarstan, officials say, in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike into Russian territory since the war began. Regional authorities add the attack on facilities 745 miles east of Ukraine injured over 10 people, Ukrainian security and intelligence officials say. They targeted a drone production site using Ukrainian-produced long-range drones. Tatarstan is known for its high level of industrialization, and a factory near the city of Yelabuga has reportedly built Iranian-designed Shahed exploding drones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile Tuesday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
South Korea said the missile launched Tuesday flew about 370 miles before landing between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. It did not say whether it had assessed if North Korea had tested the missile at less than its full capacity or used new technologies. Japan said the missile flew about 400 miles and reached an altitude of 62 miles. The North said last month it had tested a solid fuel engine for a hypersonic missile, which, if perfected, could reach the U.S. Pacific military hub of Guam and beyond. Tommy McNeil, VOA.